And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And He said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And He said unto me, It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Father in heaven, Lord, I ask You tonight, God, for Your anointing touch. I pray, God, You'd bless this word tonight, Father. I pray, God, it'd find a resting place in our heart, O Lord. God, I pray that Your will would be done tonight. Lord, would You bless them that's in need tonight, Lord. Those that's sick and hurting, Father, we bring them to a throne of grace tonight, begging Your blessings of healing upon them, Father. Them, God, that are down and out, Lord, we pray, God, You'd refresh them. God, we ask You to revive our church, supply our needs here. Bless Brother Ken tonight. We ask You to watch over him, God. Touch him in the preaching time, Lord. We love You. We thank You, God, for all Your many blessings. In Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen. You can be seated tonight. I'm interested tonight in verse number 6. Me and Brother Ken was talking this week about some things of the church. And, you know, I made mention that I think one of the things that's our biggest problem in the day that we live is that of unthankfulness. You hear me tonight? One of our biggest problems, I believe, is that of unthankfulness. You might say, well, I'm not going to get caught in that snare. Well, let's look what the Apostle Paul had to say about this in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Speaking about the coming of apostasy or a great falling away in the last days. He says, This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Here it is, unthankful. Unholy. And he goes on and says that men will be lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. I tell you tonight, friend, if there's anybody ever done anything for us that we ought to be thankful for, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's a man done something for me a few years ago that I just couldn't afford to do. I couldn't afford to have done. He gave me a gift. It would have amounted to about $14,000-$15,000 that I would have had to have paid out. And, you know, I didn't ask him for it. And I did ask him what it would cost. And he said, well, it ain't going to cost you nothing. Nothing. And I tell you what, I'm thankful to that man for what he done for me. I'll never forget what he done for me. But the Lord Jesus Christ has done something for you and I that we'll be debtors to the grace of God forever, through all eternity. We'll still be debtors to the grace of God. And what we ought to be careful of in the day and hour that we live, friend, is not to fall into this category of unthankfulness. Unthankfulness. What a shame to be unthankful for what God has done for us. You know, I told Brother Ken this week, as you know, we were talking, I said, you know, one of the hardest things for me I found out in preaching is to study your Bible and God give you a message and you study and you pray. And when you're praying, there's people that are come to your mind that needs this message and you pray and you know that it's going to touch their heart. And then when you get to church, you look out across the audience and you can't find them.
Boy, that kills a preacher. It kills a preacher. Oh, but listen to me tonight. God give me a message tonight. I'm just going to preach to me tonight. If y'all don't mind, I'll just preach to me a little while tonight. Because I don't want to fall into this thing of unthankfulness. I want to be thankful. God saved me when I was 23 years old. I was a drunk. I was a gambler. I was on my way to a devil's hell, friend. I was walking in darkness. I was happy in the dark place I was at. But He come to me. He shined that light upon my darkened heart. And He called me. He called me by His love. Oh, I ain't never got over it. Listen to me, friend. That's been a long, long time ago. Now, I ain't never got over it. Never will get over what He done for me when He saved me from my sins. Oh, tonight I want you to look at this Bible right here for just a little bit. In verse number 6 right here. You notice all the things that He's told us He's done for us right here. And He's going to do for us right here. But He said in verse 6, He said unto me, it is done. It is done. And that's what I want to preach on tonight. Look what He's done for me. Look what He's done for me. And if you fit in the category of a saved person tonight, you can say, well, look what He's done for me too. But I want us just to notice a few things tonight that He's done for us and that He's going to do for us. And let's just see if we can't go out of here tonight a little bit more thankful than what we was when we walked in these doors right here. Well, first of all, I want you to notice, friend, that He's done give me His favor. He's done give me His favor. Oh, for a person to show you favor, friend, it's to say that they've shown you an act of kindness, to show you an act of grace, to show partiality to you, and to single you out, maybe to give you a gift, friend, or to just to show you a token of love. Can I tell you, that's what the Lord has done for you and I. Hey, He called us when we were sinners. Hey, He called us when we were enemies of Him. He called us and He brought us into the family of God, friend. He showed us great, great favor in what He's done for us. Yeah, man. You didn't deserve salvation. Neither did I deserve salvation, friend. He favored you when He come to you and saved you by His marvelous grace. Listen to me, friend. This thing of favor, I want you to notice. He give me His favor. And this thing of favor, friend, I want you to notice what the Bible says right here in these few verses. In verse 2, I want you to notice, He gave me His city. His city. John said, I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. That's the city I'm heading to, friend. God's done told me, hey, listen to me. He said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And He said right here, this thing is a prepared city. And it's a holy city. I'm glad that when I get there in that place, friend, they won't be the things that are going on up there like they are down here in this old world today, friend. Oh, let me tell you something. You can't even sit around in your house in the daytime now without locking the doors. You don't know who's going to be coming up and trying to rob you or come into your house, break in upon you, friend. But I'm going to tell you something. There'll never anything enter into that city that defiles, friend. There'll be no devil over there. Hey, let me tell you, just the saved of earth shall walk the streets of that city. And you better be sure you're saved before you leave this life. Oh, listen to me. He's favored me by giving me His city. A city. Hey, listen to me, friend. This thing down here ain't going to last. Well, you can make all kind of plans for your future down here, friend, but it's coming to a stop one of these. It's coming to an end one of these days. Oh, you better be in His favor when you leave out of this place. His city, friend. He's given me His city. But listen, friend, He gave me His compassion. Look what He says in verse number 4. He said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Hey, anybody shed any tears lately? Anybody had any sorrows to come their way lately? Anybody had any pain to come their way lately, friend? Oh, this old life right here, it's full of things that we wish we could disassociate ourselves with, friend. But it's a thing that we're confronted with day by day by day. But God said, hey, I'm going to wipe the tears from your eyes, friend. And there'll be no more pain. There'll be no more death. No sorrow, no crying. All the former things of this old life, them old things that we dislike down here, them things that we dread, that we don't want to come to our house, friend. Oh, it's going to be passed away over there. What love, what compassion that God would give us His city, a place where all these things, friend, they're not going to come into His house. No, 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 no. He's given me His city. He's given me His compassion, friend. And not only that, friend, but He's called me His son, His child. Oh, what a blessing it is to be a child of God. Notice in verse number 7 right here, He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I'll be His God, and He shall be my son. I'm glad, thank God, that I've overcome this thing of being lost. And I overcome by the blood of the Lamb. I'm glad when He come to me one day, and He offered me a chance at life, that I took it. By His blood, friend, not by works of righteousness that I've done, friend. I have no works of righteousness. Our righteousness is filthy rags in the nostrils of God, friend. But we overcome by faith in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that He shed on Calvary's cross. And now I'm a son of God tonight. May not ever hold much of a title down here, friend, but I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. I'm a son of God. Oh, and He mentions in that verse right here about an inheritance. Peter said it's an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled. It fadeth not away. Not only that, he said, but it's reserved for you. It's reserved for you. Hey, he done got your name up there on it. Ain't that wonderful? Amen. Oh, He's given me His city. He's given me His compassion. He's made me His child, friend. But not only that, all these things right here, friend, He's given me His confirmation on it. Notice what John said. This ain't something that just entered into his mind one day. He said in verse number 3, he said, I heard a great voice out of heaven. That's a big difference, ain't it, than reading it in the newspaper. Amen. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, on the Isle of Patmos when all this stuff here took place right here, when he heard this great voice and when God told him all these things that he was going to do, he gave him a confirmation. He said these words right here down in verse number 5. He said, write. He said, write. For these words are true and faithful. True and faithful. Now, I could tell you what I'm going to do tomorrow. I could tell you something I'm going to do for you, and you wouldn't know if I was going to do it till I'd done it. Amen? Hey, anybody ever told you they're going to do something they didn't show up? Yep. Amen. God said these words are true and faithful. He said, John, write it down. Glad he wrote it down for us, ain't you? Amen. We ought to be thankful because he's done give us his favor. Hey, you ever heard anybody say this? That's a done deal. You ever heard that saying? That's a done deal. That means it's happened. It's as good as done. These words right here. We got something to be thankful for because He's given us His favor. Secondly, tonight I want you to notice we ought to be thankful because He's given us His fountain. His fountain. Notice what Zechariah 13:1 says. In that day there shall be a fountain open to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem for sin and for uncleanness. For sin and for uncleanness. Without this fountain, friend, there'd be no hope for mankind. On Calvary's cross, when Jesus hung there between two thieves, They came to the thieves to break their legs, to speed their dying, and they break the legs of the first one, and they break the legs of the second one. But when they came to Jesus, He was already dead. But guess what happened, friend? One of the soldiers there took a spear, and they pierced His side, and the Bible says, and forthwith there came out blood and water. That fountain was opened on Calvary, friend, for every sinner that'll ever believe in Him, that'll ever call upon His name. Hey, that fountain, it reaches out to all. Jesus paid a ransom for all of mankind. Thank God for His fountain that He give me. Oh, man. There's folks in this world, me, looking upon them. You know, it'd be hard for me to be like God, to have the compassion that He had, to die for all mankind, to die for the worst of mankind. But He did. He paid a ransom for all. But I'm glad He paid that ransom for me. He's done give me His fountain. And this fountain, it gives me freedom. Freedom. It freed me from my sins. It freed me from the penalty of sin. It freed me from a filthy person that I was, friend. He washed me. Revelation 5, chapter 1 and verse number 5 says, "Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood." What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Thank God. Oh, He's freed me. Freed me from my sins. Not only did He give me freedom, He gave me a foundation. And that verse 7 says, "He that overcometh." I'm glad I'm an overcomer tonight. I'm glad that ain't something I can lose tonight. I've overcome Him by the blood of the Lamb, friend, and when God does something, He does it forever. I'm glad I ain't saved today and lost tomorrow. I'm glad it ain't something that I have to worry about. When I came to me, He saved me, friend. He done a good job of it. And I'll never, never, never enter into the gates of hell. Never. Never, never. Oh, I got a foundation that'll stand when the storms of judgment gathers over this world, friend. I've got a foundation that'll stand. I'm built upon the solid rock. That rock is Christ. How about you? How about you? He gave me His freedom in verse 6. He gave me His foundation, verse 7. He gave me His family in verse 3. Notice the latter part of that verse. Verse number 3. It says, "He will dwell with them. They shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God." I'm glad I'm in the family of God tonight. You know, I've got a mama and a daddy that's done passed on, went on to glory land. I've got a brother that's done passed on and went on to glory land. I've got two sisters that remain, and I ain't seen one of them. I couldn't tell you when I seen the one of them. And the other one, it was sometime the latter part of last year when I seen her. You see, this is my family right here. The family of God. Hey, I'm glad He saved me and put me in His family. And I love to meet with my family. I love to fellowship with my family. Hey, what about you tonight? Ain't you glad you're in the family of God tonight? Ain't you glad you're not lost out there running with a devil's crowd, headed to a devil's hell? Yeah, man, I'm glad I'm in the family tonight. Oh, He saved me, and He gave me a new family in verse 3. Not only that, but He gave me His fellowship. God said, "I'll be with them." What a day. You know, I can't describe that to you. I don't know how to describe it when we get in the presence of God. I really don't know what it'll be like. But I know this. It'll be joy unspeakable and full of glory. Full of glory. Oh, listen to me. Sometimes down here, we see the glory come into the house of God. We get to experience just a little bit of that joy and a little bit of that glory. But when we get in His presence, when we see the one that paid it all, when we get to bow at His feet and thank Him face to face, now we see through a glass darkly. Paul said, but then face to face, one day. Oh, I can have fellowship with Him now. Even though I'm here, I can fellowship with Him right here in this Bible. Brother Vince, ain't nothing no sweeter than to get your Bible down. Start reading. God start speaking. God start loving on you. Drawing nigh to you. Speaking the things to you that He's done for you and the things He's going to do for you. Oh, what sweet fellowship in His Word. God said, be filled with the Spirit. You know, that's sweet fellowship in being full of the Holy Ghost. Oh, when you get full of God, when you get full of the Holy Ghost, and nothing stands between you and God, and He can fill your cup to where it overflows, friend, that's fellowship. That's fellowship that you'll not get a bigger blessing in anything else in this world than when God runs your cup over. And then prayer. You ever fellowship with Him in prayer? What a sweet time to get in your prayer closet. Let me tell you something. That's one of the biggest areas that we fail is prayer. Prayer. And one of the biggest reasons that we fail in prayer is because we're unthankful. Well, if we realize what God does for us, if we could just see how His angels overshadow us from day by day, the things that He keeps us from, you realize the devil wanted Job, didn't he? The devil wanted to destroy Job, but God would just let him go so far in Job's life. Let me tell you something, if God didn't keep the reins on the devil today, friend, you'd be dead tonight. He'd kill you dead, graveyard dead if He could. Oh, we ought to be thankful. When you go to pray, thank Him. I tell you, you want God to show up? You want God to show up in your prayer closet? When you bow down, just go to thanking Him. Just go to thanking Him. Just go to thanking Him. And if you'll go to thanking Him, it won't be long till you'll go to praising Him, because He'll show up and He inhabits the praise of His people. Oh, you can have your time. You can have your spell. Just you and Him. All along in your prayer closet. You'll just approach Him in the right way. He gave me His fellowship, His family, His foundation, His freedom. I noticed in this thing of giving me His fountain, He's give this fountain to whosoever wants it. Whosoever wants it. That's amazing to me. Amazing. You know, the devil's told many a person that they've gone too far and that they've done too much, that they're too wicked. He used that on me. He used it on me. But I thank God for this verse in 22 and 17. And the Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. Freely. We got an amazing God. An amazing Savior. Oh, what a Savior. What a Savior. He said, I'll give unto him this athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Back in 21 and 6. Not only has He given me His favor, He's given me His fountain, but He's given me His future. Verse 5, He said, I make all things new. Heaven and earth shall pass away. The former things are going to pass away. But He didn't leave us out. He's made all things new for His children. And He's given me His future. There's coming a future calling for the child of God. He'll either call you out of this life by the grave, But I'm thankful, as done been said tonight, to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord. Death holds no power over the child of God. Death's just a door, a doorway to step into the presence of God. But there's a future calling. Either He'll call us by the grave, or He'll call us one day when He descends from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God. The dead in Christ are coming out of the grave. Then we which are alive and remain are going to be caught up in the clouds with them, meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever, ever be with the Lord. And you know what? We're one day closer. We're one day closer. One day closer to that glorious future calling out. Not only is a future calling out, but there's going to be a future changing out. I want you to notice in the book of Philippians, chapter number 3 right here. Read these few verses here, and we're going to be through here pretty soon. In Philippians chapter number 3, verse number 20. Look what Paul says. He says, "For our conversation," that word conversation is translated citizenship. I like that. I ain't going to pay no taxes up there. Amen. "Our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ." Are you looking for Him? We ought to be looking for Him. You know, there's a crown for those that long for His appearing. Look at it. Look at this in verse number 21. Now I'm talking about there's going to be a changing out. "Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He's able to subdue all things unto Himself." I'm glad I ain't got to go to heaven in this thing. Amen. We're going to have a new body one day. We're going to get called out. We're going to get changed out. Not only that, but look in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. We're going to move out. We're going to move out. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 1, he says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven." Moving day. Future. Hey, let me ask you something tonight. Anybody ever made this statement to you? Have you made any plans for the future? Have you made any future plans? Anybody ever ask you that? Maybe as a young person, somebody asked you, what's your plans for the future? You better get ready for these days. Because the children of God's moving out of here one of these days. Noah preached for 120 years that there's a flood coming. People hardened their hearts to the preaching of the Word of God. They wouldn't accept it. But you know what happened? One day, the storm clouds began to gather. The thunder began to roll. The rain began to fall. The streams began to rise. The oceans came past their bounds. And all those folks that wouldn't hear the preaching of the Word of God perished in the flood. Listen, God has given us greater warning than the people of the days of Noah. We better be getting our future settled, because this thing's rapidly coming to a close. Look what He's done for me. He's done give me His favor. He's done give me His fountain. He's done give me His future. He's done give me His fireproofing. Fireproofing. Back at verse number 8 in our text, and I'll be through. He said, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." You know what? Without the blood of Jesus, I could be either one of them right there. But I've been washed. But I've been cleansed. Have you been saved? Sister Sherry, would you come to the piano tonight? I feel like we need to open this altar tonight.